brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the magic of technology does have a few hiccups. Great transmission yesterday, almost no problems. Had a few there. That's why I was talking over Doc Holliday. He couldn't hear me. I couldn't hear him. Hey, he's over at the Big 810 in Orlando. I'm getting close to there. Speaking Sunday there. And I'm here still in the panhandle of Florida, close to Destin. And I'm coming to you via Skype and access unit backup. So that's why I was cutting over him a bit. Let me just give you the floor so you can recap that eloquent breakdown of invoking the racial fear, invoking racial division, and now the manifestation of it by the globalist puppet Barack Obama, and then what happened last night at the shopping mall. We see this now on almost a weekly basis, the riots at shopping malls over tennis shoes, the riots at Walmarts over Xboxes. You see it across the board. Groups of people stumbling over each other to get a discount. Really the disintegration of society. Doc Holliday, talk show host, witnessing this in Orlando. You got the floor for the next 4 minutes or so. Tell us what you witnessed.
Okay, I'm sorry that you couldn't hear me, but here's what's going on. The media was pumping up this racial division with Obama's what we call a public service announcement. It's not really a commercial, so to speak. And it got play on all the TV stations. And, of course, the NBA All-Star Game is here. And they built a gigantic wall around the Amway Center, the Amway Arena, so the local businesses would not be patronized during the All-Star Game. Many of the businesses, of course, happen to be white. On the other side, where it's more of an urban area, they can come and go as they please. They also built specific roads for Obama's VIP people. They wouldn't have to be bothered with the great unwashed. And once again, over and over and over again, this chest bumping was going on. This is our town. The president's coming to our town. We own this town this time. And people were just getting, they were getting tense. People were getting tense. I'm not surprised we had a big riot at the local Florida mall last night over a pair of silly tennis shoes, because the sense of entitlement that came out of that announcement, and then having him here over at Vince Carter, former NBA player for the Magic, and NBA, you know, superstars and the elitist, and all the pop stars that are here, and pop stars that have committed assault and battery on women, but they're looked up upon as like, well, we have to put a wall up because we are the elite. Barack came in, made it worse. He just made it worse. It simply got to a point where everybody was feeling this black versus white thing. I hate to say it, you know, and I've been yelling for a week. I've been playing that Obama announcement for a week saying, listen to this. They're bringing up slavery. Why do we have to go there? And then they put the young kids on TV, the one with the gold teeth. They got the gold grill. God bless them. I don't know if they think that's attractive or not, talking about my president's going to be here. Yeah, I've seen that announcement on TV. They enslaved us. This is our weekend. Well, we're not going to be able to win this way. He's become the great divider. And, yes, we have racial tensions right here in the city of Orlando. And last night at the Florida Mall, one of the world's biggest tourist attractions, somebody tells somebody, God knows where it came from, that the Foot Locker there was going to be giving away 10 pair of these glow-in-the-dark sneakers, which, you know, appeal to that basketball-type crowd. Great. You know, if you want to wear those, fine. Well, there's got to be 500 people that show up. They step outside and say, I don't know what you guys heard. We're not giving away any sneakers at all. A riot breaks out. And what does the media show to make things even worse, Alex? This is what you're getting ready to step yourself into. What makes it even worse is they show the police on horseback. Of course, all the cops have, you know, the buzz cuts, and they're chasing the poor little ethnic kids. And I'm not going to name, you know, a specific race of people, because there are all different types out there. But then they were yelling into the cameras, the police are abusing us. This is what it's all about. You know, this is why the president's here. We're going to be saved.
No, well, Doc Holliday, Doc Holliday, I've got a, yeah. We'll have to talk to you again about this, but, you know, that's in downtown Orlando. We're having our event out on the edge of town. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. But it does show the whole divide-and-conquer system that the globalists engage in, and how they try to turn us all against each other. Thanks. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Sardi, who just popped in for one segment last Sunday on the fact that he had his Second Amendment outside of court extrajudicially taken from him because he went into a doctor's office over chest pains and they wanted to do a lot of surgery and he didn't want to do it. Now he's fine, you know, months later. And now he doesn't have a Second Amendment. They said, well, the fact that you don't want to have our tube stuck in your chest to see what's going on shows you're suicidal because not doing our procedure means you want to die. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. We see this more and more. Oh, you don't want to have chemotherapy. Or, oh, you don't want to take vaccines. We're just going to take you to jail. No judge, no jury. Medical tyranny. We saw it in Nazi Germany. Saw it big time in the Soviet Union. And under Mao. That's coming up in a moment. I'm going to tie that in with some of the other big gun grabs going on. And then in studio. I'm not in studio. But in our Austin studios, because everybody's moving to Central Texas. I mean, the entire Patriot Liberty movement seems to be moving there, and that's great. That's great because I'm a recluse that just hangs out at the InfoWars Command Center, and I love all the great people moving to town because Austin's beautiful and full of great people. But since he lives outside Austin, he's going to be in studio, Sheriff Mack, suing the Southern Poverty Law Center for defaming him. Boy, did they. And also, he just had over 100 sheriffs show up at his event, and the Denver Post and others have demonized it. Imagine a former sheriff who went to the Supreme Court and won a landmark Second Amendment states' rights case. And he's getting sheriffs together saying, hey, we need to defend local jurisdiction and get back to the Constitution. And the controlled corporate trader media, the occupational government media, the occupational government propaganda ministry of lies, is freaking out, pulling their hair out. They're scared of Oath Keepers. They're scared of the sheriff's groups. They are scared of us getting together and coming out and reclaiming America. As the real Americans going, listen, traitors, listen, foreign operatives, you're not going to call us terrorists anymore. You're the terrorist. You're the people putting al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, on record. You're the people opening up our borders. You're the people selling out our sovereignty. You're the people shipping guns into Mexico. You're the criminals. And no matter what color you are or what religion, you are under attack by these global banks. And they will try to get us fighting with each other all day. And that's the next point I want to get to, and then we're going to our guest. This minute 40 ad that is looks like it's shot in the Oval Office with the American flag behind him, and it's President Obama like it's a Black History Month announcement. So it's not done like a political ad. I've never seen a president do something like this. And the whole thing is basically he's Martin Luther King. He's going to stop slavery, you know, reinvoking racism, reinvoking old wounds, reinvoking division. He's going to bring a fair playing field, working for the big mega banks. And, of course, he's Martin Luther King, even though he's for secret arrest, secret torture, and the opposite, NDAA. But that he wants the churches and the church captains at the churches to organize everyone to vote for him. I mean, it's incredible. And it's being aired as a PSA. And I've confirmed. I was talking to our guest, talk show host, Doc Holliday from the Big 810 there in Orlando, one of our affiliates, and he was pointing out this is running as a commercial, and I found it on the White House website and other areas. But then I confirmed this is being aired on TV in select markets when Obama comes to town, like a presidential announcement, like they're attacking Baghdad or something. Just a new level of criminality, being able to have campaign ads run as PSAs when you're supposed to pay for those. This is unprecedented, and it's hiding in plain view. I've got to play this one more time because it's so outrageous. Can you catch all the points? Reinvoking race, acting like he's a civil rights activist, saying he's going to give you a fair playing field when they do the opposite, giving it to special interest, and we need to use the churches politically to get Obama elected. Here it is.
This month we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. I don't think there's a better time than African American History Month to consider the tremendous progress we've made through the sacrifices of so many. Or a better time to commit to meeting the very real challenges we face right now. Every day, I think of the generations of African-American men and women who overcame slavery and oppression, risked their own safety to cast a ballot, even gave up their lives to help build a country that lived up to its founding principles. Their extraordinary hope, their unwavering determination, changed this country. Their efforts made it possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment where we've got to decide what kind of country we want to be. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot, everybody does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barbershops and beauty salons, in your faith community, at work, or at school. And of course, in the voting booth this election day. Because we are greater together than we can ever be on our own. Visit AfricanAmericans.BarackObama.com for more information about all the ways you can get involved. From attending HBCU organizing workshops to becoming a congregation captain. And say you're ready to keep making history. Thanks, and see you out there.
thinks, I mean, this guy reintroduced the funding that Republicans have gotten blocked, something good they did, to finance basically forced abortions in Africa. They tell you, we'll give you some money, but let us sterilize you. Let us abort that baby. And again, you say, well, there are too many black people. I've actually had liberal black people say, well, there are too many black people. Okay, so it's okay to kill black people, but I'm bad because I'm white. But he can do whatever he wants because he's supposedly black. I mean, it's like that Hollywood actor. What's his name? He's in Pulp Fiction and he's in the new Star Wars movies. I mean, he's a good actor. Samuel Jackson came out a few weeks ago and said, I voted for him because he's black and I'll do it again. I don't care, he's black. So, I mean, can somebody kill you because they're black? I mean, can somebody rob you? He works for the same mega banks Mitt Romney does. We're going to go to our guest here in a moment with his Second Amendment rights being taken. See, it's about our basic rights, all of our rights being attacked by the globalists. Not about, well, it's all right if Barack Obama is selling me down the river because he's black and that makes me feel good because I'm black. And this is the form over reality. This is the packaging over what's really inside. And I'm sick of it, and it's a form of bondage. I want to just remind listeners and viewers, we are listener-supported. And when you buy books, DVDs, films, things like that at InfoWars.com, it finances our operation. You can, until this month ends, only a few days left, get all 18 of my films and Burmese's excellent New World Order Defined, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, free with that, and bumper stickers and citizen rule books for $99. That would normally be $380 for $99. Over 70% off. That ends at the end of February. It will be gone. The Everything Special Plus is what it's called at InfoWars.com. We have a 15-day free trial still running. Very popular to see the nightly news and download all the films. PrisonPlanet.tv. We also are still running that yearly special, 44% off, but that ends at the end of the month, and it will be done. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we also have bumper stickers and other things at cost to help spread the word at InfoWars.com. And we have the very best, super 90 minerals and all the vitamins, everything. It's just off the chart. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, available at InfoWars.com or link over to InfoWarsTeam.com. And it's kind of hidden. I'm going to get it more prominent. But when you sign up for auto ship on orders, $56 or more, you get free shipping, which is on average about a 20% discount at InfoWarsTeam.com. And so when you sign up, be sure to sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's a whole lot of great products, the best out there, whey powder, everything. And your purchase supports this transmission, InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also sign up to be a seller, a distributor at your business and get discounts there at InfoWarsTeam.com, the wholesale prices. Okay, let's shift gears. Appreciate him joining us. Only had him on for about 10, 15 minutes last week, or I guess still this week, Sunday. I wanted to get him back on. He is the host of the, well, not host, one of the people that's one of the folks that's involved on the extremely popular Nat Geo, National Geographic channel, Preppers, David Sardi. And we're about to go to break here in a few minutes, but just recap what happened to you. Come back and tell the story, and then we'll look at the wider problems this is affecting veterans and others who are just having their Second Amendment taken. Good to have you, David.
How you doing, Alex? I appreciate you having me on. I don't know how much time we have before break, but I'm going to make a long story short. I'm going to try to shorten it up. I went to a cardiologist because he had not given me my test results for over a month. So I made an appointment, went to him. He said nothing wrong with my heart. I described the attack I was having as, you know, I felt like I was suffocating and said that was the closest I had ever felt like committing suicide. And he said, was I going to commit suicide? I told him plainly, no, I'm not going to commit suicide. I'm not suffocating. I mean, it was a suffocating thing. Couldn't breathe. And he started saying, well, there's all these things we can do. We can do trachs and stick tubes in you. I says, no, I don't want to live like that. He said, well, that sounds suicidal. I says, well, I'm not going to commit suicide. You know, it's against my religion. Of course, he ignored that. And then I went on and it got into like, you know, he'd asked me, how would you do it? You know, I said, well, there's 1,001 ways I could do it if I wanted to. But, you know, they ignored if you wanted to.
Sounds like he was watching the top TV show you're on, just looking for trouble. Because everybody, I hear that constantly. I'm not going to have surgery. I don't want to live like that. You know, that's the case. I'll just...
Right. So are we up to break? I hear music.
People get stuff. People say all the time, man, I'm so angry, I could jump off a cliff. And they're like, oh, that's it. You're going to jail. We'll be right back. Stay there. We'll be right back with David Sardi. Straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting video right now.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
We don't need any New World Order brainwashing us, telling us it's bad to want liberty and freedom and private property in the Second Amendment. Because what's happening to David Sardi is happening to hundreds of thousands of veterans with no criminal record. They try to go buy a gun and are told they're mentally ill. It's happening to people that are told, oh, you were in a car wreck. Are you depressed? And they go to the doctor and say, I'm kind of depressed about broken ribs or whatever. And, oh, well, that's it. You're now depressed and suicidal. No Second Amendment ever again. No judge, no jury. There's not even a law. They just do it. And it's all about extrajudicially taking your Second Amendment away. We're going to have Sheriff Mack in studio later, so we'll bring that question up to him as well. But here's a report that dovetails with it. I'll cover later in our interview. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terror threats. Even the LA Times is saying that. The new threat is people like David Sardi, they say. But basically, anybody that wants to be independent. Okay, David, get back to your story. So you're explaining, no, I don't mean that literally. It's a figure of speech. I'm saying it was like I'm dying. It was horrible. What did he say next?
Well, he said that I needed to go to the emergency room to speak to another doctor. And at that time, I told him, look, I can't afford going to emergency rooms. And besides, I live on a farm. I've got animals to take care of. I've got four little dogs that are in the house. I got to go let them out. He didn't care about none of that. So he told me to wait in the hallway, and I heard the nurse calling the sheriff's office. So I said, well, I got to get out of here. So I left and I went straight home. And no sooner than I got back to the house, I got on my four wheeler and I was fixing to go do feeding, and the sheriff's office shows up. And, they said I had to go. They said I have no choice in the matter. I had to go. And the one lieutenant deputy, he said that if I went, he would wait around and give me a ride back home after they evaluated me. So I said, okay, let's get this over with. So I went down there and sat in the emergency room for an hour. Goes by. They draw blood. They take blood pressures, all that stuff. Make me sign an agreement saying that, look, I'm not going to commit suicide. Had to write it out. And, the second hour goes by, and finally, I said, they're not letting me out of here. So I just quit cooperating. I said, no more blood pressures, no more nothing. You're lying to me. You're keeping me a prisoner here. I'm not going to cooperate. I want an attorney. That's when the doctor, the female doctor at the hospital, threw down her pen and said, I've had enough of you. And, she had me committed to the mental institution, which is a McFarland Hospital in Lebanon, Tennessee. So I went, sheriff had to come back, takes me to the mental thing for observation. They say it's for, observation. Well, I get there, and basically I'm not cooperating. Every piece of paper, even for my stuff I had to take out of my pockets, I would put on there under duress. I'm signing everything. Every piece of paper with my name on it says, I'm being held against my will. And, I spent 2 days there before they even let me speak to an attorney. It was 24 hours before I even spoke to the psychiatrist, and it was another 24 hours before I even got to speak to the attorney. And he told me basically what I was doing, just shut up and don't talk to him. When the judge came in the Friday, which was 2 days after that, the judge cut me loose, said there was no reason for me to be there. And
now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a veteran with no criminal record.
Right.
Why do you think they were doing this to you? Was it jealousy because you're on a big TV show, or was this just standard operating procedure?
Well, I have a hunch it was because they found out I had insurance. And most of the people in there didn't get no money from. So it was that, and I don't really know, because this happened before the Doomsday Prepper ad aired. Now, I do know that PETA had called the sheriff's office on me, or the ASPCA had called them on me for doing live shows like you do, except I was dehorning and tattooing goats and showing how farm life is. Well, they considered that one call they called on me was for goat choking, and then the following week they called the cops out here. Now, this was the Ohio ASPCA. They called Tennessee to my sheriff's office.
Yeah, so they're saying regular farm work that everybody does, That's just standard procedure. They're trying to imply that's illegal.
Yeah, well, they said it was abuse to animals. But I did get something in case any of the ASPCA people are watching right now. I've got something here from Tennessee. It's called a dead animal I'm going to wear on my head in honor of them.
Oh, you're talking about a coonskin cap.
Yeah, the last
time. You're evil, sir. No, no, sir. They're trying
to. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a war going on right now. The six big megabanks owned by a handful of families have built a private global corporate government. They're now announcing the expansion of that private Bank of the World consortium.
Created the global currency crisis, sold tens upon tens of trillions of dollars to even small nations in fraudulent garbage, and are now holding those countries hostage. Instead of all going to jail like Bernie Madoff or Tin Lay, they are now posing as our saviors with the corporate media that they own, telling us that they're the good guys. They are simultaneously financing the police, the military, and others, training that anyone that talks about a new world order is insane. Anybody that talks about international banker takeovers is insane. It doesn't exist.
As they publicly announce it and set it up, They think the cops are dumb, and they say this doesn't exist. Okay, these people that talk about a new world order and how we're going to have troops on the streets and how we're going to be arresting people, they're crazy. That was the propaganda 5 years ago. Now it's all starting, and they're like, anyone who doesn't want the military to secretly arrest people and have torture and no Bill of Rights is the bad guys. Remember all the stuff we got demonized for. Go read an ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center report from 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It reads like today's newspaper. Everything that they were demonizing people for warning of has now come to pass. So now we're not bad for being against world government. We're bad because we don't accept the world government. And to be specific, before we were bad because New World Order didn't exist. Now we're bad because we don't like the world government. But then they still have the old propaganda of, ha ha ha, it doesn't exist, but you're bad because you don't like it. As the UN 3 weeks ago announced world government, world taxes yet again as the solution to all of our problems. So that is just some of the information that we're breaking down here. And there's a fight going on, the fight that I mentioned as we came in from the break. And that fight is between the forces of free humanity and the globalists. And the globalists, through their media systems, through their training systems, are teaching the bureaucracy that real Americans are the bad guys, that real Americans are the problem, that real Americans are violent and are going to have to be dealt with. And in a way, that's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. As the system wages war against the people, more and more of the population of this country are going to stand up and take action. And as we go back to our guest, I wanted to read this to him as he finishes up, basically what's happened to him. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. Concerns over martial law in America on par with Islamic extremism. An LA Times report, which characterizes the sovereign citizens movement as a major threat, quote, on a par with Islamic extremism, infers that the more than 100,000 Americans are, quote, domestic terrorists as a result of their affiliation with any type of talk of I'm independent, I'm free from government, what you're doing, government is illegitimate, all your selectively enforced garbage, I'm not listening to it. The article entitled Sovereign Citizen Movement Now on FBI's Radar frames with the belief that the U.S. is increasingly under martial law, which they admit that's what federal takeover is, along with some gold standard. Oh, that's evil to want constitutional money. And political views indicative of violent extremism. The report quotes Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center, who in one fell swoop demonizes more than 100,000 Americans as domestic terrorists. And he goes on. I'm going to cover this more with our next guest that's coming up in about 23 minutes or so. That, of course, is Sheriff Mack, who's being demonized for daring to say, sheriffs follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But here is our guest, David Sardi, who's a victim of all this demonization and medical mafia right now to talk about it. Please continue with your case and what you think of what I just covered, sir.
Oh yeah, we may disagree on many things, but we have a viral government right now that is totally out of control. I think we can both agree on that one. They're saying that we the people are now the terrorists.
Go back and finish your story.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, but expand on that, but then I forgot that. No, expand on that, but then I forgot because we went to break as you were bringing up the whole, getting the visit from the people that say eating meat is criminal.
Well, anyway, that's through the sheriff's office. So the sheriff's office may have had something against me anyway because I'm not one to really shut up. That's one of the few things I feel, I need to. I put it out there in my videos. As part of being a prepper, you have to be able to prepare your own food. And unfortunately, unless you're just total vegetarian, death is part of your you're going to have to kill something and eat it. But anyway, so I got thrown out of there, and then I even the psychiatrist. In the mental institution, when I was in there for observation, even wrote me up as being delusional for saying that I knew my state senator. I mean, he never called her my state senator to check and see if I really knew her. But, you know, and then I did fax her the letter where he wrote me being delusional for knowing her. And she's got probably got that hanging on her wall right now because I'm nuts for being active and politically.
Well, listen, you know, statistically, the highest level of suicide and mental illness, this is a mainline statistic, are psychologists and psychiatrists. There are some good ones, but by and large, I mean, these are people that get into this because they got screws loose, and a lot of them are on power trips. And they've put out in the big DSR report the hundreds of things they say are mental illness. Not trusting government is mental illness. So Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, not trusting known liars. So 91% of the American people are mentally ill because they don't trust Congress and hate Congress and national polls. But yeah, no, I've seen that. And I've seen cases of where they just say everything is insane. And it's all like this little joke, like you're now mentally ill because we say so, or you're a terrorist because the government-funded, traitorous Southern Poverty Law Center says you're bad. And the Southern Poverty Law Center says Sheriff Mack says kill cops. We never said anything even near it. And he's suing them over that. But they said so. So if they say the moon's made of cheese, I mean, Potok said so. And I mean, Potok is a simpering guy with a simpering voice. And when you simper, you know, that means it's true. I mean, look, they set themselves up as the authorities. And then the corporate whore media says, this is the authority. And we're all supposed to just, oh, we bow down. You say families are bad, we'll get rid of those. You say the Second Amendment's bad, we'll get rid of that. You say it's the law to take vaccines, even though it's not, we'll do what you say. And we're not going to question you because questioning known liars, critical thinking is conspiracy theory. Please continue.
All right, yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that I ran across at least two doctors with God complexes during this this whole thing. So, now, here's the whole rub of the whole situation, put it down. When I was taken out, you know, when the judge said I was fine, there's nothing wrong with me, I was what do you call, released. The state of Tennessee still keeps me on their computer as a mental defective, just for having been submitted to it, and the state of Tennessee has no supposed legal mechanism to have that removed from their system. So when it goes into the computer in the state of Tennessee, it also goes through the FBI and everything. I can't go work, do volunteer.
No, it's
work
like that all over the country. And as you said, this is. Oh, well, I want you to continue, but I want people to really hear what you just said. Now, for no reason, they put people into mental evaluation. If you get arrested for not paying tickets or whatever and complain and get angry, they will say, you're going into mental evaluation. And now they put you in a file, no judge, no jury, no conviction, and now you can't own guns. This is how they're going to try to get our Second Amendment. Continue breaking this down for people. The judge said, there's nothing wrong with this guy, releasing. They don't care, though. You're not going to get a gun because they're God.
Right. Well, it's not only guns. I mean, if I drove a truck for 20 years, and every trucking company runs background checks on you. What company, you know, they're going to say, oh, mental defective. Well, they're not going to hire me. If I get surgery and could get my physical stuff, that would have stopped me from going back to work. I couldn't do volunteer work with the schools anymore. All because some cardiologist decided that, my ideas didn't meet his ideas. You know, so, that's
right. Well, they're the high priest of control.
And this has happened since I did your last show. I've got several emails from people that have been put through the same thing. One woman, because she divorced her husband, he was a state trooper, he put her in, and now she's lost all her rights because she had to go for evaluation. It's not just me, but seeing as I got the biggest mouth of everybody, I figured it was a good time to fight this and try to get something overturned. I mean, I've got a lot of emails from people saying, well, you're just your own worst enemy because you're running your mouth. I said, well, somebody has to run their mouth. If George Washington would have run and tucked tail, we would not, none of us would be here. Somebody has to stand up.
Well, but he was a mentally ill. Hold on. He didn't like the government. That's mentally ill. You've got to get with the times. Joe Stalin, good. Communist thugs, control, tyranny, good. George Washington, evil. But you just hit the nail on the head right there. People send me emails and say, oh, you need to quit complaining. That's what freedom's all about, is being involved and having an opinion and being engaged and demanding your rights. I mean, these sheep out there really get off on the system abusing them. They love it.
That's why I, if anybody's also interested, that one of the last few, well, I wouldn't say the last, but one of the few honest politicians to ever come out of the state of Tennessee was Davy Crockett, which is also a reason that I chose this hat as a symbol of Tennessee freedom. Anybody doesn't believe, just read Davy Crockett was a guy that lived in the woods, had no formal education, and he went to Washington and actually stood up to Andrew Jackson. I mean, just because Andrew Jackson was from Tennessee, you know, Crockett just said, well, this is wrong, that's right. Simple right and wrong decisions. It's how would you say, common sense? I mean, that's what's lacking.
Yeah, well, they call that Al-Qaeda.
Well, in
Davy
Washington,
Crockett, all that, that's Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, well, this is the, I guess this would be the American Al-Qaeda hat, then. Now, I wouldn't,
that's
I
it,
wouldn't go
American
that far.
Al-Qaeda, which they're now hyping, and again, you keep saying hat. A fraction of our audience is watching at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Most of them are radio listeners, but you're wearing a coonskin, evil, wicked, right-wing extremist, festoonable.
Yeah, because, you know, it's real fur. It's a real animal. An animal gave its life to make my headgear. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about that when they put their shoes on or when they go to McDonald's and get those chicken nuggets. No animals were harmed in the making of those chicken
nuggets. Actually, we bought my son a few years ago a coonskin cap, a real one. And we've even had a few comments of like, oh my gosh, an animal was killed for that. And I'm like, do you eat meat? Well, yeah. See, it's this disconnected from reality. I was walking on the beach today, and, I mean, every 500 yards, we might have seen a little dead jellyfish. And we were walking by these women, and we had our French bulldog. We were walking with the children, and the woman comes over and goes, oh, what a nice dog. And then has this look, and I thought, oh, here it comes. I'm going to get bossed and henpecked somehow, because it's like all the time now. And she goes, you shouldn't be out here. There's jellyfish. And I was like, looking at me like I was wrong and like had some mentally ill look on her face. And these are the people that serve the system. They're like these incredible cowards. They hate men, and they want you to know, I'm going to use the system on you, and I'm going to use safety as a way to one-up you morally and at least like act like you're warning me. At first, it was like, watch out for jellyfish. And I looked at her and smiled, and I said, I know it's coming. This has happened before. And mm-hmm. She goes, should they be out here? There's jellyfish. And like gave me this guilt look like, you bad. I just looked at her very sadly. But it's worse than that. I've been on the Texas beaches, and there's no riptide. There's like a, you know, 1 foot waves coming in. My kids are digging in the edge of the sand, not even in 3 inches of water where waves are coming in. And one time it happened like 10 times in one day. Men, women would walk by and say, they shouldn't be close to the water. They should be wearing, what do you call them, life jackets. And I would look at them. And last time this happened, my kids were like 5 and 7, and great swimmers. But, you know, the Texas coast, it goes out for like 6 inches deep there in Port Aransas for like 50 yards. And they're on the edge with little waves coming up that are like half an inch deep. And they're digging holes in the sand. And I look at these people like they're crazy. They are. They really believe Al-Qaeda is going to get them when you got a better chance of a deer jumping out in front of your car and killing you, or champagne cork popping wrong and killing you, literally. And they live in this false world where the other humans are bad. They're going to henpeck you. They're going to say you're doing something wrong. And it's usually, I got to say it, what you call liberals. So-called uh-huh. liberals. They're not really liberals. They're like state worshipers. And they want to henpeck you.
It's like a deal of like wanting to prey
it's
on
like
the
a
kids,
deal.
Wanting to say the family's bad, wanting to attack the family, wanting to say you're not a good parent. My wife probably now 10 times or more has been in Whole Foods getting organic food or trying to, and they had trendies come over and say, why do you have 3 children? That's bad for the earth. Like, and then she's supposed to apologize. She just says, well, you're talking about brainwashed. But I mean, this is what we've turned into. Total nation of ninny chicken necks. America is now land of the sycophantic, mentally ill, totally screwed up drug heads on Prozac and Ritalin, visiting totally screwed up shrinks who are waging war against reality. Now, it's a dichotomy. There's those people and then good Americans who want basic liberty and freedom and can skin a buck and run a trot line, who actually work for a living and but I'm sorry, I'm ranting. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, you're right on the button. Can you still hear me? My audio has changed.
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we call them safety Sallys. I mean, there's a bunch of little, I don't know who they are. I was fixing to say little old women that sit around.
Oh, wait. You got terms for them.
Yeah.
Start over. You got terms for them. Safety Sallys.
Yeah. They sit around, and they're like, they sit in their armchair, and they sit there and think of ways that you should be doing stuff. Yeah, you got to do it this way. It's just like when I'm showing a gun online here. Did you safety check that? It's like, look, there's a camera. The bullet can't go through that camera and get you. Don't you worry about it. I feel safe with it because I know what I'm doing. I've been messing with these things since I was 8 years old. You know, don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm going to show you know. Anyway. It's little things like that. People, I think they just sit around and watch soap operas all day long and ain't got nothing better to do than think of some ways that they can tell somebody else how to mind their own business. You know, that's another way to get out of control government.
These are armchair Sallys.
Mm-hmm. Armchair
exactly.
Elitist.
This is the nanny state. Well, I've told the story of I had a dog, a lab. He's dead now. He lived about 14, named Helmet. And he climbed out of the fence one time and got hit. And so his leg was paralyzed, and they wanted to chop it off. I said no. Most of the feeling came back, but he'd have to swing it to walk. And I'd get henpecked so bad that I had to give him away to folks that had property just so I wouldn't get henpecked so hard. I mean, I got henpecked so hard that I was beating his arm and left stickers in it when I went out that I had to give the dog to my parents that had property.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now?
You know, I just saw an article like a week and a half ago that one of the people that's on the Doomsday Preppers that I hear all this hype about, it had his gun taken extrajudicially, so I got him on. And every point he brings up, I start chomping at the bit because all the points he's making, I can finish the sentence, he can finish my sentence. We've just got him for five more minutes and then a break and then five more minutes and then Sheriff Mack at the 8 after segment's going to be in studio with us. But, wow, I didn't know they had a name for it. I'm declaring war on safety Sallys because they're, and it's men and women, they are always in your face. They always mess with you. They always make stuff up. They never know what they're talking about. And you're just sitting there on the side of the beach, and there's little tiny waves. Your kids are sitting there digging the sand. They're like, that's dangerous water. That's dangerous water. And you're looking at them going, what? These are the people, if you have a gun in the rack of your truck, even in rural areas now, people can't do that because they call the cops, and the cops respond. Somebody puts a gun in the back of their car to go to the shooting range. Cops get called, even in rural areas. I saw a gun. There's a safety Sally driving through your country area. And the cops respond to safety Sallys. The safety Sallys think it's illegal. I've seen cases where people are branding cows at a feedlot. And people are driving by and see it and call the police. And the police show up. I've seen cases, famous cases, where somebody's got a rat in their backyard, even in rural areas, in their gardens, so they put a rat trap out, and then the government comes and charges them with animal cruelty. And you're like, that's not serious. Yeah, it is. All over the U.S. now, they're announcing, started in Chicago last year, you can't pack your own child's lunch because the school says you can't be trusted. It's really about them making you buy their GMO food. In closing, in this little segment, the next, where is your case going? Give us your YouTube channel, other tidbits you'd like to point out. But we've got to, that's what the New World Order is a bunch of criminal social engineers with an army of control freak safety Sallys, armchair safety Sallys, who are all dumber than a box of rocks and have the same little gibbering power trip eyes, and they want to henpeck you and henpeck you hard.
Okay. I have gathered an attorney for my personal stuff and maybe another attorney for the civil stuff. I appreciate the donations I've got, but I know it looks like a lot, but when you consider attorneys these days are like $200 to $400 an hour, it's not that much. So on my YouTube channel, I do have a donate link. Anything extra will go to helping fight this for everybody. This is one law that I would love to
You know
to
what
use.
You need donated? Yeah. You know, what you need donated is expertise. There are so many lawyers. There are so many Second Amendment lawyers. There are so many people that can file the paperwork for the filing fee. Now, you have gone to the NRA and others. Have they helped you or not?
The NRA said there was a fund that if my attorney won, they could get out of. I've got attorneys that are doing for the filing fee right now, but we don't know how much things are going to go. It's like just the filing fee is $100. So they're winning $100 worth of donation money right there. But, like I say, I do a daily prepper report, which what I do is basically watch all the news and say, well, okay, things don't look like they're going to go too bad tomorrow. My YouTube channel is DSardy1. Like, it's my first initial, last name, and the number one. You know what? You were just covering. My favorite one is when we were children, we could ride in the back of a pickup truck in the country, and now that's gone because of the safety Sallys. That's why, you know, what happened to, you know, what happened to our freedom? What happened to it? It was like, in my
meanwhile, the safety Sallys, though, meanwhile, they want to make you take that.
Visit GCNLive.com today.